Again, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. Christmas can be a difficult season if you can't stand the music. You don't want to be a jerk, uncharitable and humorless, but man, all that sentimentality and sweetness can be hard to stomach. If I'm describing you, don't despair. This might just be the Christmas album for you.
I'll take a lump of black coal in my stocking this year. Thanks, Santa Claus, for having you here.
That's Nick Lowe, the man who gave us What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, and Cruel to Be Kind, among many others. His latest album is called Quality Street, a seasonal selection for all the family. And he joins me now in the studio at NPR West. Welcome.
Thanks. Nice. Great to be here.
Wonderful to have you. So, a Nick Lowe Christmas album. How on earth did that happen?
Well, it wasn't my idea to do it. I was approached by Yep Rock, which is my American label. And I couldn't think of anything I wanted to do less, in fact. But I was confused by how... how sort of snooty I felt when they asked me about doing it. It was, I think it's a sort of Brit thing, really. Making Christmas records is seen as being a bit, not really very cool thing to do. You
right.
know? I mean, even my sort of management, when I finished the record and I was talking about it a lot, you know, they had this sort of look of pity on their face, you know, you're talking to a bit of a sort of confused neighbor, you know, elderly neighbor. And I can understand why, because that was exactly my reaction when they asked me to do it. And when I started thinking about it and wondering why I felt so sort of hoity-toity about the whole thing, I immediately, of course, realized that it was ridiculous and it could be pretty good. I thought, well, with a little bit of work, we can make it a little bit different, and I thought we could have a lot of fun with it along the way.
Silent night. All is calm, all is bright.
That Silent Night, that's a very interesting arrangement. Can you talk about how you came up with that?
There's a reason why it's been covered. I think the last time I looked at it, it's had 3,200 covers.
Wow.
There have been of that song. And there's a reason, you know, for it. I mean, it is a great tune. It owes something to a record which I like, a version of that song by Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns from the 1950s. He did that sort of treatment, but I suppose our thing has got a little more of a sort of London style. You know, there's a little ska influence in there, and I don't know what kind of music it is, really, but it's cheerful.
In that stable there, kings from afar, wise men singing, hallelujah, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born.
So you were recording this sort of last spring, so this is probably the first time you've actually played these songs during the Christmas season.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, why don't we hear one then?
That's right. Okay.
How about... Christmas at the Airport?
Yeah, I'll do that one for you. I always think that nothing says it's not Christmas more than a man with an acoustic guitar, but I'll do my best. Here we go, Christmas at the Airport.
Outside the taxi window, on the way to catch my flight, I notice snowflakes playing in the ever-failing light. When he dropped me at departures, it was really coming down, deep and crisp and even. It settled on the ground. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. All the planes are grounded and the fog is rolling in. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Now the doors are locked and bolted. let the festivities begin. The terminal was seething without much Christmas cheer, so I found an empty closet and I settled down in there. When I awoke much later, I was quite alone. Check-in was deserted, everyone had gone. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I took a set of x-rays and they came out pretty well. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Now I'm doing Santa's sleigh ride on the baggage carousel. Doo-doo. Do 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 do. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport. I should be at the table with all my kith and kin. It looks like Christmas, Christmas at the airport this year. Don't save me any turkey, I found a burger in a bin.
That's Nick Lowe in the studio with us. That song is called Christmas at the Airport. It's from his new album, Quality Street, a seasonal selection for all the family. Nick, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
But before you go, we have to hear at least one more tune. Can you play one more tune and tell us a bit about it for us?
Yes. I think I'm going to do this one, which is, this is another one of my own songs. It's called I Was Born in Bethlehem. I sort of dreamt this. I kind of dreamt the title and the first verse when I was sort of waking up one morning in that strange sort of half awake, half asleep. The idea was to imagine if you were sitting next to Jesus on a plane or something, had a couple of cocktails, you know, and he started telling you this story, you know, this Christmas story. So I tried to make it as conversational as I could. So that's the idea behind it. I was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years of being since then, and I've done what I can to be there when a man can't find a friend on the streets of Bethlehem.
If you'd like to hear the rest of that performance without me jabbering over it, you can find it at our website, nprmusic.org. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Arun Roth. Check out our weekly podcast. Look for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR app. You can find us on Twitter at NPRWATC. We're back again next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.
Until the kindness of strangers let us in to a stable round the back. A little more.